who shouldn't be. I don't know how they've got there, but they're not great. I mean, one of the keys surely to being a good leader is being a good people person, is it not? Let's speak to Steve Radcliffe, who's a leadership consultant and the author of Leadership Plain and Simple. I'm just telling anecdotes from my own personal experience. Steve knows what he's talking about. He's also a lifelong Manchester United fan since the days of Best, Charlton and Law. So he has seen some glory days, but not for a few years. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before we go into more general chat about leadership and leadership qualities, where do you think Jose Mourinho failed as a leader?
So as you can imagine, as somebody who's been watching Man United for a number of years, I watched Mourinho very carefully when he arrived through the leadership lens. And there were three things I was looking for, and I'd look for in any leader. One, are they engaging their colleagues or players so that they want to come with them? Two, are they getting the best out of them then? And three, are they working with them to have that best be even better? They're like three central planks to leadership anywhere. Mourinho has failed on all three. And it's as if he's been something of an old-style leader with newer kids on the block, and he's been left behind. So him going today is of no surprise whatsoever. In fact, I would have had him go sooner.
Is it at all possible, Steve, when you lose your team, your squad, the people who work with you, to bring it back round again in your experience?
Very, very difficult, because what it requires most of all is a change in yourself. Not a change in circumstances, but a change in yourself. And few people can do that or are willing to do that. I was thinking of what next for Mourinho. Will we see anything different from him in his next position? My fiver is on we won't, because he won't do the work to learn about himself and change himself. And then that in turn gives you a chance of people seeing you in a different way and maybe coming back towards you. Very difficult, rarely happens.
I wonder also from a psychological point of view, a realization that your best years are behind you, that you may never achieve what you've achieved before, and what that must do to a human being,
yes,
whose very core has been defined by success.
Yes, I'm absolutely with you. You're stealing my thunder right, left and centre. Well done. No, not at all. I see a man, whenever I see Mourinho interviewed, I see a man riddled with fear, putting his armour on, trying to survive the interaction. And I think part of that fear is a knowing, if he were willing to admit it to himself, that he's being left behind. And he's being left behind because, and I see this in lots and lots of leaders, one of the issues we have in the leadership space, and have so many organisations not well led, is because there's too little learning about leading. Lots of people arrive in senior positions because they've been a very good either footballer or marketing person or finance person and so on. And they've applied themselves for years to get really good at that aspect of life and work. But if I then ask them, how long have you been really applying yourself to learning about leading? The answer is always a lot less. I don't see Mourinho being a learner about how to lead.
Of course, because in order to become a learner on how to lead, even after you've won as much as he has, there has to be a degree of humility, doesn't there?
Absolutely. And you won't find a lot in the Mourinho household.
What about this kind of old school form of leadership? I remember it coming up in the music industry where there were certain people who would just wield power because they could and use that power. I remember going to see a guy, Steve, and every time we had to go and have a meeting with him, he would make us wait half an hour in reception. Not because he was not ready, not because he was busy. He would be sitting up there with his feet on his desk, but it was just a sign, a message to send to us that we were not important enough and that we should work for it. And also as well, you hear, don't you, Steve, about the kind of old school kind of shouting and throwing your weight around and that kind of thing. Is that form of management, that form of leadership, effectively dead now?
Well, I wish it were dead, but unfortunately it's not. And this is one of the things that gets my goat more than many other things I see in the leadership space. There has been an old story about leading, and for a while it worked, certainly with earlier generations, which was, I have the right answer, I have seen the future, I will now tell you what the answer is, and you will obey. Those days are gone. Anybody with young children who've raised children will know that deference to authority has now virtually been removed from the table.
You've obviously met my kids.
That's right. Let me introduce you to my three. And this is why I purposely used earlier, and I use it all the time in my coaching of leaders, I use the word engage. Because the old school leader used to tell and transmit and present at and talk at. And it was a one-way street. People don't want to be talked at these days. They want to be engaged. And when you engage somebody, you arrive as an equal and you build a relationship and you build a safe space and you build a sense of partnership. And it's a two-way dialogue. And I speak with some feeling on this topic because my work is in businesses, government departments, charities and so on. And wherever I go, I'm still seeing leaders in senior leadership positions, and some of them are leading from the old story, and they're still telling. And they've not woken up to the fact that people around them, hey, come on, engage me. Treat me as an equal. Treat me.
It's fascinating. Fascinating.
As a valid human, and let's work it out together.
Indeed. Steve Radcliffe, thank you. Steve is a leadership consultant, author of Leadership Plain and Simple. So if you like what he had to say, go check out that book. Vicky's in Liverpool. Darren is in Wiltshire. And I'd like to say Merry Christmas to both of you. Thank you for joining us on Five Live.
Merry Christmas.